Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news. Crime scene tape surrounds a neighborhood in Rocky Mount. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker is working to get new information.
Plus, breaking overnight as well, two separate motorcycle crashes on the Raleigh Beltline within minutes of each other. What we're learning about both as police confirm one person died.
And you can leave your heavy coat at home, finally. Temperatures are much warmer this morning. I'll show you the gradual warm-up this week.
And parents, students, and staff are weighing in on a potentially huge change to their bell schedule in Wake County Public Schools. How they feel about pushing back the start of class as late as 9:15 for high school students. Hello, everyone. Not that late yet. It is 4:30. Thanks for waking up with us at this hour. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, don't hit the snooze button. Just, yeah, you're up with us. We appreciate it.
Our bell is starting.
It has. Yeah, there's no turning back now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center as well. We're in the middle of that warm-up now.
We are. Hey, and the Bulls have a homestand this week. Take a look. They still have all the lights up there at the DBAP. It's going to be a really nice evening for baseball today and tomorrow. Anything that you may do outside. Stepping out this morning, temperature is not nearly as cold. 51 degrees right now. Our wind has shifted to westerly, southwesterly. It's going to keep the warm air moving into our area today. It's 50 in Fayetteville, 47 in Goldsboro, 53 South Hill, 50 in Roxboro, 53 in Southern Pines. We've sort of blown right past our normal morning low, which is in the mid to upper 40s right now. But hey, not a lot of complaints. Probably temperatures are 10 to almost 20 degrees warmer in some places this morning than they were at this time yesterday. A nice warm up this afternoon. We'll climb into, let's just take a look at lunchtime. 73. That's going to be nice for spending your lunch hour outside, and our temperature climbs to 80 degrees. Still tracking some rain into the weekend. I'll show you coming up.
We're tracking breaking news out of Rocky Mount this morning. Police are just clearing the scene of an overnight shooting. It happened on Amos Street after 11 p.m. Michael Grace is there now in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, what can you tell us at this scene?
Yeah, Jeff, what we know so far, one person was shot, taken to the hospital. I'm still working to find out more about their condition. Another thing I keep asking police is if anybody is in custody at this time. And what I've been told is that it's still a developing situation, but they had a lot of evidence to go through. Take a look at this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This is around 2:30 in the morning, and the one thing that immediately sticks out to you is just all of the evidence markers there in the street. There was also evidence markers on the grass and throughout different parts of this intersection. Police doing a very thorough walkthrough of just all sorts of places. In the garbage can you saw right there. At one point, they had the crime scene unit out here, and just about 5 minutes ago, they finished up doing one final comb through just because of how big this scene is. So again, still asking police about the condition of that person who was shot and trying to find out more about the potential shooter. Live in Rocky Mount, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're following more breaking news. Two motorcycle crashes on the Raleigh Beltline leave one person dead and another facing charges. We're working to learn if they're connected. We begin with the deadly crash on I-440. Troopers spent hours at the scene near Wake Forest Road, only clearing out after one this morning. WRAL's Laura Levine is live in Raleigh with what we learned about that crash overnight. Laura.
Yeah, Renee, it was a really busy night for State Highway Patrol. Right now, we are at Highway Patrol headquarters where they continue to investigate these crashes. This morning, we do now have the name and identity of the victim in one of those crashes. His name is Sean Leisure. Now, get a look at some of this video from the scene overnight. You can see several emergency crews responding, and our crews saw the wrecked motorcycle involved, heavily damaged. This particular crash happened on the westbound lanes of I-440 near the Wake Forest exit around 11 p.m. Troopers say the motorcyclist hit a guardrail and I-440 was shut down for a few hours. Now, that portion of the interstate is now reopened or has now reopened since that crash and since investigators were on the scene. We will continue to follow this story and bring you the latest. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Around the same time as that crash, troopers arrested a motorcyclist after a chase. They say the driver was driving 80 miles per hour in a 30 zone near Glenwood Avenue and Country Club Road. Troopers say they pursued the motorcyclist along Glenwood until the driver lost control and crashed near the ramp onto I-440. That person faces charges of reckless driving.
4 hours from now at 8:30 this morning, we'll get a clearer picture of where inflation stands as our nation's central bank weighs yet another interest rate hike. The consumer price index for March will show where prices stand for gas, groceries and other day-to-day items. Economists think today's report will show inflation is slowing down from last month, but not enough. Most believe it'll signal to the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates for a 10th consecutive time in an effort to get inflation under control. Some worry that could cause a recession.
Given how high inflation is, how long it's been elevated, so the potential that it becomes entrenched, it's still more likely than not that we will see a recession here in the United States. And our expectation is that probably comes somewhere in the back half of this year.
And the Fed is set to make a decision on interest rates next month.
Parents, we're getting our first look at feedback on a plan that could change your child's bell schedule for school. Wake County Public School leaders will review a new survey on the issue today. WRAL's Nye Harden is live in Raleigh this morning to show us what some parents, staff, and students had to say. Nye.
Renee, parents should know that these changes would not be made until the 2024-2025 school calendar year. We know now with this new survey that it shows us what parents, students, and staff are really thinking when it comes to scheduled changes. While parents like the elementary schedule, the new survey results show a desire to change the schedule for middle and high schools. The parents and students prefer the alternative schedule. Staff also completed the survey and were split on schedules depending on the area of impact and grade. One of the concerns for older students was the after-school activities and work schedules being impacted by a later start time. A new bell schedule was approved by Durham Public Schools last year, creating earlier start times for most of the elementary schools that they have. Wake County school leaders will only be discussing what they see today on the survey, and they'll have to decide next steps. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Cary.
This morning, police are asking witnesses to come forward after an FBI agent shot and killed a man at an Apex shopping center. Officers cleared the scene at the Academy Sports Outdoor off U.S. 64 just after 10 last night, after more than 9 hours on that scene. Police say the FBI agent confronted a man and woman accused of stealing ammunition from the store. At some point, the agent fired, killing the man. Our team saw a gun on the ground and were told it belonged to the man who was shot. Investigators say witnesses will be crucial to figuring out what happened.
And of course, we would caution if anybody, you know, was there that did see anything that left before we were able to get there, talk with them, we would definitely ask them to reach out to us. But there were some people in the parking lot. You know, I don't know what they saw, what they didn't see.
The FBI agent was on duty at the time. Investigators have not released that agent's name or the name of the man who died.
The city of Louisville will hold a prayer vigil tonight, 2 days after a gunman killed 5 people at a downtown bank. A memorial is growing outside the bank where the shooting happened Monday morning. Louisville's mayor says tonight's vigil will be a chance to reflect on what happened and to remember the victims. In addition to the 5 people who died, 3 others remain in the hospital in critical condition. Body cam video released by Louisville police is showing us the moments first responders arrived at the scene of the shooting. And we want to warn you, this video is disturbing.
Stop. Stop right here. Back up, back up, back up, back up.
Video from Officer Nicholas Wilt shows officers approaching the bank as gunfire can be heard in the background. Wilt was shot in the head and is in critical condition. He was sworn in just 2 weeks ago. The gunman was an employee at the bank. Officials say he legally purchased the AR-15 style rifle that was used in the shooting at a local dealership.
The police chiefs of Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill are showing their support today for a new effort to get more women involved in law enforcement. The 3 chiefs, who are all women, will join Congresswoman Deborah Ross and Valerie Fucci to announce this bill. It would create a task force to recommend hiring standards for women in law enforcement. The goal would be to keep them from being put at a disadvantage in the hiring or promotion process. Right now, only 12% of police officers in the U.S. are women. Today's announcement is at 1 p.m. in Durham.
Still ahead, thousands of people are being forced out of their homes as toxic smoke grows overhead. What investigators say is likely the source of this fire that has an entire community on alert. Plus,
rainfall flooding is the number one killer in tropical storms and hurricanes.
A plan to tackle dangerous flooding. The new head of the National Hurricane Center, who is a graduate of NC State, shares his ideas with WRAL.
And we're tracking warmer temperatures as you look live at the DBAP in Durham. When we could see the rain return in your 7-day forecast next.
The WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. It's a nice, quiet morning. This is a live look at our Fayetteville newsroom, where it's all quiet on Hay Street this morning. Our temperatures are feeling good in the 50s, mostly. It's 50 in Fayetteville right now, 53 in Southern Pines. It's a little cooler in Irwin at 43. That's one of our cooler spots this morning. Goldsboro is at 49 and 52 degrees right now in South Hill. Heading out the door for your morning exercise, it feels much more comfortable than it did yesterday when our temperatures were down in the 30s. So big jump this morning. Our temperatures climb into the 60s by 10 a.m. and we're looking at a high of 80 degrees this afternoon. Might be a little bit warm for some forms of exercise, especially this early in the year, as our normal temperatures are closer to 70. We're going to look at a nice warm up for the next several days. I'll show you how warm it will feel coming up.
The disgraced founder of Theranos will be expected to report to prison later this month. A judge denied Elizabeth Holmes' request to remain free while she appeals her conviction. Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her failed blood testing startup. She wanted her term delayed after giving birth to her second child. She's expected to turn herself in April 27th.
New this morning, a man linked to a shooting in Rocky Mount is in custody after more than 2 weeks of searching. Brendan Bryant turned himself in, and he is now in the Edgecombe County Jail without bond. Police say he's one of several people who fired shots during a fight outside a club on Northeast Main Street last month. Officers say he shot the same woman several times. At last check, she was in the hospital in serious condition. Two others were hurt in the shootout that followed. They're listed as stable.
Two men are in the hospital this morning after an explosion at a Garner building formerly owned by the News and Observer. The town's fire chief says one of the men had burns across 80% of his body. The other suffered minor burns. Fire chief says workers were removing carpet from the floor when a chemical reaction caused a small flash fire.
Thousands of people are under evacuation orders in Indiana as this fire rages at a plastic recycling facility. Officials say they expect the fire to burn for days, spewing toxic smoke into the sky. The fire started in a tractor trailer yesterday afternoon and quickly spread throughout the warehouse in the city of Richmond. Officials say it is contained. Crews were able to stop it from spreading to a nearby neighborhood. The evacuation order has about 2,000 people out of their homes.
The smoke is definitely toxic, and so I know we've put out an evacuation or within a half mile, I believe, is correct. What it is. And so we don't want the residents in the smoke. So as the wind changes, we may change the direction of the evacuations.
People who live downwind of the evacuation zone are being encouraged to shelter in place and bring their pets inside.
Wildlife officials are taking emergency action after new cases of chronic wasting disease. The new cases were identified in Cumberland and Wilkes counties, seen here in red. Temporary restrictions are now in effect in a total of 16 counties, seen in orange. Locally, those include Bladen, Cumberland, Harnett, Hoke, Robeson, and Sampson counties. The rules govern transportation, feeding, and baiting deer in these areas to slow the spread of the condition.
Students at NC State will have access to resources for mental health today. A fellow student is helping to organize a resource fair that will be in the student union this afternoon. This comes after at least 10 student deaths on campus this past year. Several of them were suicides. NC State recently hired 8 new counselors and expanded its telehealth program.
The new head of the National Hurricane Center says he has a plan to keep better track of flooding. We told you yesterday about the promotion from Mike Brennan, who is an NC State grad, former intern here. He says his office is working on what's called flood inundation mapping. It'll be a few years before it's rolled out, but eventually it'll help track which places are at high risk. Brennan referenced the areas hit hard by Hurricanes Floyd, Fran, and just a few years ago, Florence.
We'll be able to actually depict on a map based on rainfall and river and what the river status is what areas could be inundated by river water. Rainfall flooding is the number one killer in tropical storms and hurricanes in the last 10 years in this country. It's responsible for about 60% of the fatalities.
Brennan says we should think about hurricane preparation now, and you can watch his whole interview with WRL's Chris Levengood on WRL.com.
It is 4:48. Let's take a live look at downtown Raleigh. Such a pretty view there, even without the sunrise, as we wait on it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Morning temperatures noticeably more mild today.
Last several mornings, we've been down in the 20s and even 30s, and this morning it feels much more pleasant. You don't need to grab that heavy winter coat as you're headed out the door. It is 51 degrees. We'll hold it in the 50s all the way until around 10 a.m. We'll start to jump into the 60s, and we'll see a high of around 80 degrees this afternoon. So definitely shorts and t-shirts weather for later on, maybe just a jacket for the kids at the bus stop, and then they can shed that jacket by around lunchtime or so. It's 52 in South Hill, our cool spot to Clinton at 46 and Goldsboro at 47. It's 50 degrees in Fayetteville and 53 degrees in Southern Pines. Of course, these temperatures are noticeably warmer than yesterday, anywhere from as little as 6 degrees warmer in Clinton to as much as 18 degrees warmer in Roxboro. Roxboro dropped down to freezing yesterday morning, so that's a big change for us. With these lovely afternoons, you need a chance to get outside and enjoy the weather. The Durham Bulls have a homestand all week long. So this evening at 6:35, the temperature will still be 77 degrees, and tomorrow 78. We'll see mostly sunny skies both days, and it should feel wonderful. You know, it's nice to get out there before it gets really hot. You know, July and August, some of those games can get pretty toasty. Our temperatures for the most part are going to be above normal for the next 5 days. 71 is our normal high, so 80 degrees, and then 83 tomorrow, significantly above that. But then things begin to change on Friday, Saturday. We're going to end up with a chance for some showers. That's going to drop our temperatures a bit. 84 on Sunday. We dropped the high temperature on Friday a little bit more as it continues to look like we'll have a good chance for rain. But today is going to be one of those perfect days where the temperatures are nice and warm and the humidity is nice and low. Our dew point down at 38 puts us way into the refreshing column. But what's likely to happen as we get into the weekend with that better chance for rain, we're going to start to see it creeping up. 60 to 64 is the tolerable zone, and we're going to end up seeing that. So feeling a good bit more humid as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today and tomorrow feeling great, but again, it'll start to bump up a little bit as we continue to see warming temperatures. So we warm up nicely for today and tomorrow. Getting into the weekend, at least on Friday, temperatures will still be above normal, but it looks like we have some cool air sort of on our doorstep for next week. But we take a look at our temperature outlook, and we do have a small chance of above normal temperatures for next week, April 17th through the 21st. Check out that 7-day forecast. Again, a good chance of rain on Friday. We continue to see the models showing that good chance. We're going to walk through the timeline for that. A possibility of some rain on Saturday, and that chance goes up again a little bit more on Sunday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. The future of law enforcement is going high tech. Just ahead, meet the newest additions to the police toolkit and how they each use advanced technology to help officers.
Plus, what's in and what's out as the Wake County Public School Superintendent shares her plan to spend more than $2 billion in the coming year.
A new drug is showing promise for people with fatty liver disease. Researchers have developed an amino acid compound to treat a severe form of the disease known as NASH. Experts estimate more than 6% of people have NASH. If the medicine proves effective, it could end up being the first treatment for the condition.
Jeremy Renner is back in the public eye. The actor made an appearance at the premiere of his new show, Renovations, last night in Los Angeles. His first event he's attended since he was seriously hurt in that snowplow accident on New Year's Eve. He used a knee scooter to help him get around at the premiere. Renovations combines his passion for helping others with his love of repurposing vehicles.
It's nice to have things still come true for yourself, right? There's more wonderment still to be had. And I feel very grateful to be here to continue finding that wonderment.
Renovations debuts today on Disney Plus.
I love the title. A Chapel Hill business is celebrating 100 years today and offering a gift to its customers. Sutton's Drugstore has served the community since 1923. Today, they'll offer their first 100 customers a free birthday t-shirt. There are also hot dogs for $1. What a steal. That deal runs from 11 to 2 today. A big pharma company will move into a historic building in downtown Raleigh. You may remember the old Father and Son Antiques location on Hargett Street. This is what it looks like now since the business moved. Soon, the building will look like this when Pro Pharma moves in. It will be the site of their new global headquarters. Hundreds of employees will come to work there, along with another 100 new jobs.
Police in New York City are going high tech when it comes to security. Check this out. Officers just unveiled three new robots that'll be deployed as part of a pilot program. Each of them has special tools. The Diggy Dog is remote controlled and will be used for hostage negotiations and more. One of the other robots uses artificial intelligence to give real-time info to police. And the last can shoot a GPS at a car or truck to help officers track it. Oh, interesting. They all have specific jobs, huh?
Yeah, and such skills. And apparently they tried to do this under a previous administration, but there was a lot of outcry about it. So then they kind of pulled back. But now they're rolling them out again and seeing what they can do.
Pretty mobile.
Yeah. All about keeping people safe.
Yeah.
U.S. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina is going viral for a very interesting tweet. What Tillis had to say about an encounter close to home.
Plus, two motorcycle crashes within minutes of each other on the Raleigh Beltline. Our team is working to learn if and how they might be connected as officers confirm one death.
And an overnight shooting in Rocky Mount. What the WRL Breaking News Tracker is learning as crime scene tape surrounds a neighborhood there.